As February draws to a close, it's time to pop down your pancakes, say goodbye to Cupid, and get back behind the seat of the British Touring Cars. This is the Touring Car February-ish news update.
I wonder what you were going to say with popping down the something there. Yes, hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car podcast. You join us once again, and we're going to take you through some of the exciting news that we've had in February-ish. We've finally got some again.
We have. We are recording this sort of in the last week of February, There will be some more news before the end of the month. We know that it'll be swept up as appropriate.
Yeah, it's Monday. We're hoping to get it out on the Tuesday, so anything that happens after then will be in the next one.
And we know there's going to be at least two car livery reveals after this pod, but we decided not to wait until you'd seen some colour on a car because, frankly, it's a car with some colour on.
I think they want to see our faces again as well.
Yes, and the flag.
And the flag,
the flag, yes.
How have you been?
Yes, not too bad. February has flown by. And we are starting to get a little bit of momentum now behind some of this touring car news. The pieces are falling into place a little bit more. How things
are. Some of them are. I am feeling with some of the news we're about to deliver, we might have a shorter grid than we might expect towards the start of the season, but we'll see how things develop. Apart from that, not too bad.
Good news. Right. We'll start with perhaps the biggest news story, certainly for us, for in terms of reaction from you guys and how things have flown on socials and bits and pieces. And it was the first Jason Plato seat. No one saw this coming. Yeah, no. Everybody saw this coming. Perhaps not to this extent that it's come out as, but Dan Rowbottom, unsurprisingly, has been announced as the first driver to be in that team Jason Plato Racing. Just going to cover a few things off quickly here. No, it won't be Andrew Jordan, Matt Neal, or Jason Plato in the other seat. If it is any of those three, then I will never speak on this podcast again.
He will eat the flag.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll eat the flag. Yep, you're fine, I'll eat the flag. It's not happening. What is happening is that Dan Rowbottom is in that A-Class saloon, or CLA, as I suppose it's technically is, but
coupe.
Yeah, whatever it is. And he's more than just a driver.
Yeah, a part-time owner, which I don't know whether some people might have missed in that small little video release that they did, but he will be going into this season as a part-time owner. And I think a lot of that is down to the work that he's been doing with Jason, and I think also Jody Kidd, in the YouTube series and the road trips that they've been doing. I think they've grown closer together and built trust in each other. And obviously, with Rowbottom comes Cataclean, a big sponsor as well.
You assume, because Jason has said that he's got two big sponsors that have never been in the series before.
They aren't those two, but Cataclean has come with Rowbottom, I've seen today as well.
Yes, but I mean, will it be massively down the side of the car, or is it going to be on the bumpers in a smaller capacity? That is going to be interesting. I have to say, even if you take away the fact that everybody knew it was going to be Rowbottom, it does make the most sense, because if you ask me to pick the most Plato-style driver on the grid currently, it's probably Dan Rowbottom.
I think he lived up to that towards the end of last season, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, I'd be interested to see if Camish wants to get a closer look at that Mercedes the first corner of Donington Park in a few weeks' time.
I think it's fair to say, and I think you can back this up, he's burnt some bridges there as well.
Yeah, it appears on social media that some unfollowing has been done, shall we say. I'll just leave it at that. If you haven't seen it on Instagram, the BTCC House of Memes has done a fantastic gallery for this.
Yes.
It is well worth dropping them a follow and just looking through that gallery of memes, because each one gets better and better and better.
Yeah, so it says in the article released on the British Touring Car website that Cataclean and Rowbottom have had their success over the years and they will be continuing their partnership. But the biggest thing for me personally is the fact that he is going to be a part-team owner and what that could mean for him going forward. Yes, it certainly secures his short-term future within the touring cars, and if he wants to move into more of that team leader role, then it's a brilliant opportunity for him. And it also begs the question, then what sort of driver are they going to bring in? Because Rowbottom's going to have a say on it now as well.
Absolutely. One thing, just before we do a bit of speculation, that's great news for us, is that, I don't know if you've seen it, but there was a story of him doing some promo material, and it looked like he was using Canva, which we do as well. So it's great to know that we are amongst company in terms of using that as a tool for our graphics. In terms of a driver, it's a very good point. One I hadn't actually thought of until you mentioned it there. Yeah, he will have a say on who it is. So I don't think, well, you know, it would be Camish, but I don't think Camish was ever in for a chance in following bits and pieces of last year. I'm really interested to see whether they go for another robust, well-known name on the grid. Morgan is a name that keeps coming up in these circles, or if they go for a more development or rookie, or you know, a giving a chance to a driver. On that side of things, people have suggested people from Edwards, Kreese. Cook has come up a lot, which would make a lot of sense, I think, from the point of view of the team wanting to be competitive, but also Cook is another, he fits that mold, in my opinion.
Does, yeah.
And also from Cook, there isn't necessarily at this moment in time an obvious place for him on the grid as things stand. But obviously, I mean, you could name me 20 drivers that could go into that seat.
I've seen Proctor named to possibly go in that seat as well.
Thompson as well, yeah. I mean,
There are so many drivers out there. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments if you haven't already. And if you haven't already, go and drop us a like and a follow as well.
And again, to repeat, Jason Plato is happy being a team principal. Yes. Matt Neal is fully retired. Andrew Jordan is doing historics. None of those three are in the seat. Just saying.
Flag looking tasty.
It is never going to need to be consumed. It is not happening. It is not happening.
So we'll move on to the next bit of news now. A couple of bits. The bit from today, first of all, that Napa have announced their fourth driver. Obviously, with Robottom now moving on, they had a seat to fill. And there are question marks over who may well fill that seat, whether they were going to go for someone experienced like Robottom, or whether they were actually going to possibly promote someone through their driver program. And we know now that Lewis Selby will be coming up from the JCW Minis and taking that seat. Now, there was speculation as to whether the other Osborne child would be carrying on into that role, but he'd already stated that due to circumstances that ended his season in 2025, that he wouldn't be racing again in 2026. Otherwise, I think that would have probably been his seat.
Quite possibly. It does suggest that they were looking to bring somebody up through the mini program. Yes. Following that, there were of course some suggestions that one of or both Camish and Sutton might move on to pastures new.
Yeah,
seats are opening up in this sport all of the time. There's opportunities over teams of different cars this year. There is some suggestion of the Camish wanting to step out of the Sutton shadow. So it's interesting to see that they've managed to keep three of the four. And let's be honest, some stability is not always a bad thing. We've said on a couple of times that we think that a few too many teams have changed too many bits and pieces at one in one go. And it's and it's been difficult for them, obviously WSR, to add to that list well.
Yeah.
And it's been difficult for them to sort of adapt. You look at the teams that have done well over the last few years.
Consistency.
Hyundai, it's been a Napa to a degree. It's been that consistency. So makes a lot of sense. Osborne was always going to have a drive if he wanted it at the team. Makes sense to keep Sutton and Camish as well. I'll be interested to see how the garages line up, because obviously last year, I think it was Robottom and Camish, Dan's one side and Sam and Ash the other. Which one will they put Selby in? In some ways, I suppose it'll depend on which driver he's more like. Is he more like Dan Camish? Is he more like Sam Osborne? Is he more like Ash Sutton? Because he's going to have a lot to learn. It's a heck of a step up.
I think it would be, talking down that route, I think it'd be a really good idea if they could put him in with Sutton, because I think Sutton's got so much knowledge and prowess within the sport that he can just impart all of that knowledge and even sharing technical data between the two. Sutton's not necessarily, I think, going to see him as a threat. And they'll I think he'll like that, like, senior role to bring that driver through.
The only slight, I agree, the only slight argument I have against that is that Sutton is very Verstappen-y in the way he sets a car up. Yeah, it's very different. It's very different. Sutton drives a touring car very differently to a lot of the other drivers on the grid. It might be that somebody who's a potentially a bit more of a natural driver in Dan Camish is a better mentor at this early stage, but again, it depends on how Selby subscribes to racing. He might well also like a ridiculously loose front end or something that we don't see across other drivers, so it'll be interesting. I'm torn, because on the one hand I have to say I'm a little bit underwhelmed, if I'm being brutally honest, but on the other hand we do want to see drivers coming through, and we do want to see the promotion pass. And I've banged the drum and said plenty of times that there is no clear pathway in, and this is what you want to see. But I do have slight concerns that it is a heck of a step up for a driver that's not at the early stages of his career either. So,
I think from my perspective, and possibly Napa's perspective, and maybe even the rest of the grid, I think it weakens the team. No offense to Selby, he's a rookie coming into the series, he's going to have a lot to learn. And we know that Napa have always been up against it with Hyundai and Accelerate.
Virtue are not going to have a rookie in that team. And if they are, it's going to be a rookie of your Zelos style, you'd have thought, rather than Selby. Unless Virtue have also got hands in other motorsports, unless they bring through a development driver or through the mini program, whatever, I don't necessarily see that happening. I think they'll stay strong, and they were stronger last year, and it did come into its own as the season went on.
I think if Virtue were ever likely to do that, then they would possibly use the option that they have with putting them into the restart car first of all, possibly slightly funding that season to then bring them up into the top team.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just a statement from Selby in joining the team. He said that he never really considered the BTCC as an option, which leads me to think that they possibly had Osborne in there for the second but due to various events, I was asked immediately and said yes. Can't thank Pete Osborne and Steve Richardson enough. I look forward to doing the best job that I can for them, the team, partners, you know, all the commercial stuff.
It's not the most ringing endorsement I've ever
heard of it.
And I also just think to myself, what, obviously it'll be in the Jack Sears and that'll be the number one priority. But
he might win it.
Well, yeah, but realistically, is he going to be in? I don't know.
It really depends on how many other rookies or Jack Sears
or entries at all.
we'll get on to that a bit. It depends how many drivers turn up on the grid and what sort of competition there's going to be in that Jack Sears. But I certainly think that's got to be his aim going into the season. Get your feet under the table in the first couple of rounds and at testing, stuff like that. And possibly even try and surprise some people.
At least on the flip side, you're going to be in a team that's well-equipped, well-funded, and well-stocked in experience to help you in your touring car career. Hopefully, it'll be a good step up for him and he can be competitive. We'll have to wait and see come testing day which way that looks like he might be going.
Talking of stepping up, we have another driver announcement to come to you with, and that is Dexter Patterson. Mm. I would say it's probably, well, hopefully, going to be a step up for him. He's moved away from Unlimited Motorsport.
He's moved away from the Cupra. That's the step up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. We don't know what the Audi's going to be like. But yes, he's moved on board with Power Max Racing. He's their first driver announcement. Mm. And must I say, they both looked happy about that in the picture, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a hostage release with the photo. It's so... Yeah, Neve, I mean... We'll pop it on the screen if Sam remembers to do so in his edit. But if not, you can find it on the socials. Yeah, not the happiest looking photo.
I know he's a dour Scotsman, and most of them never really...
Yeah, but Adam doesn't look exactly thrilled to be there.
Never really seemed to smile. But yeah, so he's joining up with PMR. Obviously, they've got, I think, 3 TBL licenses.
Correct.
We know they're going to be running the Audis this year. How they fill those, we're not completely sure whether there's going to be one more driver with an Audi.
There'll be at least one more.
Yeah. Thoughts are that it could well possibly be Mikey Doble. And I'm surprised that he wouldn't be the first announcement.
But if he's the lead driver, which he would be the head of that team now, you'd have thought. So
let us know down in the comments who you think is going to fill that second or even third seat and what you think Dexter's going to be able to achieve this season.
I think it's a really good move for Dexter and Powermax, if I'm being brutally honest, because to bring out a phrase I've not brought up a couple of years now, is that there is a racer in there.
We
did see, when he was in the hard Cupra, we did see some performances from him where you thought, well, you sat up and went, okay, he's quick, this lad. There's a bit of racing in him. It didn't really work out last year at Unlimited Motorsport. He had the bit of a row with his teammate at the start of the season where they were knocking 7 shades of out of each other. And look, for better or for worse, I think we can all agree the Cupra hasn't really worked out in British touring cars as a particularly viable car. Nobody's really got a tune out of it other than Bobby Thompson, who did take a couple of podiums in it. But it's been run by lots of top drivers who haven't managed to get a lot out of it. And I think that's probably an indictment of the car, to be honest with you. So he's moving across to PMR, who are renowned for developing young talent. And Dex is still a very young talent. He's still a very young driver. And I say, they are renowned for, you think of Mikey Doble, you think of Andrew Watson. They've got Aaron Taylor-Smith, okay, not a younger driver, but certainly his career back on track, who's been in the wilderness for a long time of nothingness in touring car terms and really got him back into what has been the best form of his racing career. It seems a very sensible place for Dex to try and get to grips with touring cars properly. I don't think he's quite fulfilled his potential in touring cars as of yet. And I don't think he's necessarily had the equipment and opportunity to do that either. So this is a real good move, I think, for him. And it brings Powermax a solid driver. It seems to be a win-win for everybody.
I think it's crucial for Powermax to bring in a driver like Dexter, the fact that he's been in the series for a couple of seasons as well. He knows what the touring cars are all about, and to be able to develop a car, you've got to know the ins and outs of what setup changes are going to make what differences, and I think that's a really good basis for them to work from. And if they have got Mikey Doble there as well, I think that could be a really understated yet solid team to be able to develop that car with. Now, one little thought in my mind is, was this part of the deal that gave them the Cupras towards the half back end of last season?
It does make you wonder, because for those who may have forgotten, after in the aftermath of the great fire that wiped out the Astras for PMR, they were given a car by the Patterson family, which is one of the Cupras, and they got the other Cupra from Unlimited Motorsport, as well. Jelly lost out for the rest of the season. Again, you probably didn't notice he wasn't there.
No.
Anyway, so it does make you wonder, was there some kind of agreement? Or to be fair, was it just a case of, hang on a minute, we've actually built a good relationship here.
Yeah.
This has gone well. We've built a bridge we didn't have before. Mm. Let's explore it further. And let's, you know, whether it was a stipulation or a clause of that, I don't know. It could just as easily have been, actually, do you know what? Yeah. This is a really positive chat between this and the driver we haven't spoken to before.
Yep.
Quite like this. I think Adam Weaver in the past on documentaries has said that he likes to have drivers that are easy to work with, i.e. not going to have their dads there being beep heads. I think I'm fairly sure is the term
that he needed to use.
That's not a verbatim quote, but I'm fairly sure on the Drive to Survive rip-off that Touring Cars has done, that he has said that in the past, that they've had drivers who've come with a big entourage and this caused problems, etc., etc. So maybe they've just had a really positive experience with Dexter and the family so far, and gone, do you know what, he fits our values, let's build
it. We knew that PMR were going to be looking for a driver with Halstead stepping back.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, that's the driver announcement.
There are a few tidbits that you can take a little bit of stuff from through a little bit of thinking. So first of all, WSR have released some images this week of their race car build, and there's only one. The rest of them are just chassis without any front ends bolted on. Now, of course, if you look at what's happened at WSR, Turkington has been announced as going to the GT
program,
which is a great move for him and one I'm not surprised about.
We kind of expected as well. When they said they were going to be joining the GTs, we thought, okay, Turkington's taking the season out. It's a prime opportunity for him to be with the team he knows, but also go off and do something a little bit different.
But also it's less racing, which is, you know, as he's trying to bring through his sons into the motorsport world and just be more of a family man. Yep. This suits where he is at in life perfectly. I wouldn't be surprised if Turkington ever comes back to the Touring, because I think those days may, if the door's not shut, it's certainly pushed to.
Yes.
I don't see it being open for a while. Jake Hill, of course, is also off to, is he off to GTs as well? Is he off to Historics? Can't remember. He's off somewhere else. He's not.
Jake Hill's doing all sorts, international, GTs, all sorts. He'll pretty much try and turn his hand to anything. And I think he's enough of an experienced driver now that he should be able to adapt to them all as well.
Agreed. He was doing some interesting stuff with one of the old Sayats this week, which looks quite cool. We also know that from DeLeon's LinkedIn post, because we're now in the Jake Humphrey star world, that he is got plans this season, and reading between the lines, it's not touring cars because it's on an international scale, which it's a bold way of looking at ITV4 if it is touring car related. So it looks like he's off. So that now, when he leaves from last year, Moffat, there's lots of interesting thoughts around Moffat, and Rainford, who has, through his own comments on news articles, and really suggests that he is back in the touring cars. It would make sense.
It very much sounds that way. He says he's excited for the new 2026 season, in the touring cars and the regulations that are coming in, which kind of makes you think that he's going to be there or thereabouts. And if WSR are down to possibly just one, I think they would be right to take him forward.
Agreed.
Especially with the other drivers going elsewhere. I don't think they need to look outside of the team, basically.
No, I think with WSR, they will. The way it's looking for me and the way I'm reading it is that they will be a one-car team. However, there are two shells available if the right deal comes forward with the right driver and it works financially for all involved. They've been in the game long enough to know what it takes, what they need to do, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's slightly worrying that they have three, if not four, can't remember the top of my head, TBLs. And at the minute, it looks like only one of those are going to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
At the minute.
If it is the case by the start of the season that we do only have one WSR or WSR car, I think it would be a great loss to the series, considering the team that they are, the heritage that they have. Yes, I understand they're going off and expanding their bases and doing GTs and stuff like that. And there have to be cutbacks elsewhere, probably because of that. But for yeah, a team like WSR not to be able to put a package forward for someone to go, oh yeah, that sounds really enticing, is a slight worry.
It, I think, is a little bit of an indictment to where touring cars is, both on a financial scale, but also we're in this sort of grey area between regulations. We've got a few changes coming this year before the big ones hit next year. And I kind of get the feeling that, you know, there was a lot of talk that NAPA are going to be changing cars coming to the season. That seems to have died a death, that if nothing else is going to be a Ford, it appears, subject to change, but that's what we understand, it's going to be a Ford. A couple of months ago, it was going to be a Jaguar and Alfa Romeo. So, but again, there's a lot that, why would you do too much now when so much can change next season? So maybe it's a bit of a consolidation season for WSR, where they're just going to, you know, keep their finger in the sport, but also not, you know, not put all the resource and energy into this when there are other programs they're involved in. And there's a lot that can change over the next couple of years with the regs.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts down in the comments, what you think is going to happen with WSR. Be interested to see what other theories out there. Obviously, these are theories at this point.
Absolutely,
Nothing has been announced.
Yeah, I've seen a picture on Twitter and I've added one and one together. That I could be beyond wrong.
Yeah,
just happened.
That picture that you sent me, actually, I saw all the trophies in the background and you can see how much they've won over their time. And it's ridiculous. I can understand why they don't have a trophy cabinet, because it would need to be a factory full.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the only sort of bit of speculation-ish is that Proctor has said in one of his interviews on BTC.net that he's got options on the table for next year. So that would hopefully mean the return of Proctor. Obviously, he had a really strong half and a bit season when he came in for Michael Kreese last year. Had he been in from the start, he'd have probably finished within the top six, maybe even higher than that, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, to finish so like well within the top 10 with what he did, it's got to be such an attractive option for any team out there.
Personally, for me, I mean, if they can get the deal done at Virtue, it makes it perfect sense to have him there.
Definitely.
I could also see him maybe going across to Restart Racing, just because...
Possibly. Might be money-wise, a slightly lower budget.
Yeah, exactly that. And a competitive car. Obviously, we know that Dan Lloyd's seat needs filling. But... yeah, it'd be the grid would be stronger with Proctor on it, and hopefully one of those deals he can get across the line and be on the grid.
I know people out there have also mentioned that there's a possibility he could go to Plato. I don't think that would be the right move for him, having to develop a car. You don't know what sort of budget you possibly need to bring. So I think he would be better off staying with a team that is well-renowned and been on the grid for at least a couple of seasons.
Would agree with you. A couple of other names that are yet to be announced anywhere, just to tie these things up, is that Morgan has not had a seat announced anywhere as of yet, nor has Cook. One Motorsport have licenses, but doesn't seem to be any sort of signs of life at the moment. That may well, of course, change.
Yep.
Jelly's another name that, I mean, if WSR want another car, he makes sense to go back there, depending on budgets. But they're sort of the big names that I could think of straight at the top of my head that haven't got plans announced for 2026 as of yet.
And also, if there are BMW shells floating around, we know there are a competitive outfit, and we could possibly see WSR almost being like a feeder for independent teams. It wouldn't surprise me if, for whatever reason, we see two BMWs turn up at One Motorsport.
Well, that's a bold theory.
It is bold, yes, I know, but we've seen stranger things happen.
We have. So just to quickly sum up, we've got all the NAPA drivers now, as discussed here. We've got Ingram and Chilton at Virtue, two seats maximum to be announced there. We've got Smiley's in all the promo stuff for Restart at the moment, so I would be astonished if he's not one of the two there. We've got the two seats at One to be announced. We've got the seats at WSR to be announced. In terms of Toyota, we've got two of those announced, which are the Laser Tools side of things, which is Shedden and Aaron Taylor-Smith, potentially two other Toyota seats to be announced there as well.
And there should be a livery release later this week for that car as well.
Correct. And then at PMR, we've got Dexter Patterson announced, potentially another two drivers to come there. And Unlimited, if they are doing anything this season, have also got a potential. I would have thought Nick Hamilton would be the obvious place, obvious driver for there. He has got his racing license, but he may well want to go elsewhere, like everybody else seems to want to at the minute.
There have been rumours surrounding Unlimited that there are unpaid bills and that the tax man is following those up, so we don't know.
I imagine that's the same with every team to a degree as well. It's an expensive business.
Very.
And I don't understand Companies House enough to comment.
But let us know your thoughts down in the comments, and any drivers that you want to see back on the grid, or give us your driver thoughts on where the whole grid is going to be if you really want to. But we'll keep you updated on our social media. So if you haven't already, go and subscribe, like, comment, share it. Wherever we're seeing the more the better, basically.
Absolutely. And it's been really good in there lately. So yeah, keep it up.
I was just going to say thank you so much for all the people that have seen that our posts across social media, mainly on Facebook by the look of it. And thank you for everyone who watched the last YouTube video. 5,500 of you. Amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable. That is, yeah, quite something.
Blew it out of the water.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So if we could do that again on this one, it'd be lovely.
Yeah, or make it 6,000. Yeah, that'd be lovely as well. But no, honestly, yeah, the start of the year has been amazing for us in terms of what, you know, just the sheer explosion we've seen in terms of engagement in our stuff, which, you know, inspires us to keep going, which is great. And great for you if you like listening, because if you don't inspire us, then we become boring and sad.
Are we really leaving it on that?
I like to be pessimistic.
Okay, good.
It's my whole shtick. No, we'll say thank you very much indeed. There's still lots to be announced. There's lots of fun in the off-season to be had. Mm. It will be media day before you know it, however, and soon we'll be complaining about steward decisions and not having the old days and stuff like that. And that's been negative again, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, keep it up, mate.
Keep it up.
Yeah, until next time, we'll keep you updated on social media. But until then, goodbye.
Until we speak again.